More than 60% of the known viruses and bacteria that cause diseases in humans originally come from animals. This spillover, when the viruses mutate and are able to infect humans, is what happened with the virus that causes COVID-19. Contributor Kathleen Masterson explores a global project that has been working for the past decade to identify risky viruses before they infect humans.
A few years after the first SARS outbreak in 2002, the United States Agency for International Development decided public health officials around the globe should be more proactive. It funded a decade-long project that trained scientists in over 30 countries how to sample viruses found on animals and humans, and how to identify potentially dangerous strains.
So the idea is to predict the next possible pandemic-causing pathogen and try to come up with a minimizing or mitigating strategy to prevent basically big pandemics.
That's Dibesh Karmacharya. He runs the Nepal branch of the PREDICT project, which is led by scientists at UC Davis. Karmacharya says that over the years, his team has found various coronaviruses in rats and ducks and humans living in makeshift settlements on the outskirts of Kathmandu. Some of the most important places to research are areas where humans and animals interact.
The idea is to detect these viruses and then characterize them. And then say, doing phylogenetic analysis, finding out whether they will turn into a pathogen.
When the team detects a virus that has genetic markers similar to known infectious viruses, the scientists alert community leaders. The idea is to help people in the community to better distance themselves from this animal species and reduce the risk of the virus mutating to infect humans. Karmacharya's team also ran the test that confirmed the first cases of the novel coronavirus in Nepal. While some evidence suggests the virus may have originated in bats, he says another big question is still unanswered.
What changed in its genome that allowed it to then become a pathogen that could be transmitted from humans to humans?
As the human population grows, we're deforesting areas for agriculture and displacing wildlife. These types of situations put us at risk for interacting with animal viruses. For KUNR News, I'm Kathleen Masterson.
This story was produced in collaboration with the Mick Hitchcock Project for Visualizing Science at the Reynolds School of Journalism.